Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am a game show freak. I love game shows. I love it. I love radio game shows, too. Jason DeRush in for Chad Hartman today. Laura, are you a game show fan? I think a lot of broadcasters end up being big game show fans.
Yeah, I like game shows. I never get the chance to watch them, but I pretty much, like Price is Right was my babysitter growing up, pretty much.
Yeah.
I do love the Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I love the ones that, I don't know, Price is Right was just like a circus, but Jeopardy makes you use your smarts.
Right.
So I'm a fan of that. And I could see you being a game show host, Jason.
So I always say, that is really what I wanted to do. So I used to play Price is Right with my poor brother. Like, I have probably screwed that kid up so much. My brother is 2 years younger than me, and we would play the Price is Right.
Enough said, yes.
And I would be Bob Barker, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I always dreamed of, like, do you ever have that moment when you're exiting from an elevator where you think of, like, that Bob Barker moment entering the stage when those doors open up and out he comes?
So cool.
But I was Bob Barker. I was Johnny Olson,
yep,
who back when we were growing up was the announcer. They've been through Rod Roddy, and they've had some great announcers on that show. But Jeopardy as well.
Yeah.
What I loved about Jeopardy is it's organized in a way that even a kid could get some of the answers right.
True, yes.
And then you'd learn as you went up, like, you know, typical Catholic, like the Bible category was always rough for me.
Mm-hmm.
That one was never good.
Mm-hmm.
Never good. We let the priest read the Bible for us and the growing up Catholic.
Oh, yes.
But we played the Jeopardy theme because Amy Schneider just lost. She is the winningest woman to ever appear on Jeopardy. She has winning streak-wise, she won $1.3 million, 40 episodes in a row.
That's amazing.
Ken Jennings won 74 consecutive games. But the New York Times did this profile of her. And game shows, so have you ever seen a game show taping?
Mm-mm.
I saw Wheel of Fortune tape, like, at Disney World.
Okay.
When I was in high school, they used to go... Wheel used to go around the country and shoot on location,
yeah,
and now they just, like, change the monitor behind them,
right,
on the set. It's Colorado week.
Yes.
You're like, all right, you used to go to Colorado, but fine. At that time, they only taped two shows a day.
Okay.
Because it took a long time to change the letters out on the Wheel puzzle.
Oh, really?
Because you had to slide in the actual letter.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
okay.
when Vanna turned the
yes.
letter before they went to push the button on the monitor?
Yep.
Now they can tape, I think, 6 Wheel of Fortune episodes in a day.
In a day. Wow.
But the same is true of Jeopardy. So that makes Amy Schneider's and all of these multiple winners' achievements even more remarkable.
It's exhausting. I mean, one day you're doing 6 shows and that kind of brain power.
Yeah, the New York Times said 5 a day. Just
wow.
amazing. So anyway, congratulations to Amy Schneider. And now that run is over, so you can stop watching Jeopardy, which I think is on Channel 11. We would rather, if you could just stop watching that would be great for us over at Channel 4. Thanks, Laura. We'll see you for next news. We are going to talk about the economy. News breaking today that the economy has grown last year at the highest rate since the Reagan presidency. We're going to get into that because I know a lot of you are saying, what? How is that possible? I'm not feeling it. Why are you not? What does this mean? All of it straight ahead on News Talk 830 WCCO. 117, Jason DeRussia, in for Chad Hartman. I'll be with you today and tomorrow, keeping you company in between Corey Heppala and Paul and Jordana. The U.S. economy grew at 5.7% in 2021. Are you like me? Were you just shocked by that headline? Sure doesn't feel like our economy grew at almost 6%. What's going on? Let's bring in Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. Mark, you're on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Good to be with you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate your insight on this because this is, I think, one of these things where maybe the economy occurs in one lane and then all of the things that have made us so uneasy in 2021, supply chain backups, pandemic shutdowns, occur in another lane. I guess, first of all, what do you make of this news that the economy grew at the fastest pace since Ronald Reagan was the president?
Sure. I think, first of all, it doesn't come as a tremendous surprise. We knew that the economy had a lot of momentum as the year continued to proceed. And one of the big questions was how much did the surge in the pandemic toward year end matter? We know that retail sales slowed during the month of December, weren't as robust as they were earlier in the holiday shopping season, but those sales really had occurred earlier, in part because of the aforementioned supply chain disruptions. People didn't want to be left not holding the bag, so to speak. So a lot of things are obviously happening all at once right now. Inflation the highest in about 40 years as measured by the Consumer Price Index. The disruption of production and transportation of goods all around the world is one of the chief irritants behind that. And consumer confidence has taken a hit. At the same time, you know, I look at what's happening in the state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities. You know, you've led the way, really, in the decline in the unemployment rate locally at 2.2%, quite remarkable, and statewide 3.1% when the national rate is slightly above that. So I think that consumers have a lot to process, and we have, of course, sort of go back to the baseline of much of our troubles, and that is the pandemic, which feels, you know, very much in some ways still with us. And so, you know, I think it is to be understood that simply to have strong growth for all of last year and in the final 3 months of the year does not sort of, let's say, inoculate, to use a relevant analogy,
right,
against all
right.
the other ills that we are feeling these days, just from a psychological or personal financial standpoint. But I will bring one quick factoid to the fore here, and that is, you know, we survey, among others, consumers or regular everyday Americans all the time at Bankrate. We survey experts in sectors as well. And in our most recent survey of consumers, we found that if you asked people whether they can pay an emergency expense of $1,000 or more, it was the best showing in 8 years. It still wasn't great.
Yeah,
it still wasn't great because it was only 44% of the population. A majority could not do that. But, you know, to have emergency savings of some kind is vitally important. And, you know, we were pleased, so to speak, to see at least that number had gone to the best in 8 years.
Yeah, I suppose nothing like a global pandemic to let people focus in on the fact that you may need to have $1,000 hanging around in case you're out of a job and your car fails or something like that, you know?
No, well said. And you know, sometimes we feel like we're pounding the table on this issue, but at a time when the climate is changing, resulting in more extreme weather events all across the country. Texas got a horrible lesson about that last February. No matter where you live, you're experiencing these things. And the pandemic, of course, going back to early 2020, throwing 22 million people out of work in March and April of that year, I think really did undermine sort of a sense of security that people had then. And I think that's a lasting condition, even though we have a relatively low unemployment rate. So, you know, we will continue to pound the table to say, don't be among those who have the top financial regret from our surveys, the failure to save for retirement, the failure to save for emergencies, particularly when unemployment and the prospects for employment are as favorable as they are right now. Mindful, of course, that wage growth is not keeping pace with abnormally high inflation.
And I think that is what a lot of our listeners are going to key in on. And you guys are welcome to text me, 651-461-9226. The economy growing sounds good. I just wonder how much of the increase in consumer spending, and we know this report that looked at last year said consumer spending, there was what, almost a 8% surge. How much of this was because the government was sending out, you know, fairly massive checks to Americans?
Fiscal stimulus, which is what you're referring to, along with record low interest rates that will presumably persist only through this coming March, obviously play a big part of that.
And that was the point of it, right? Like, that was the point. So it's not like is a negative. It's that was the goal of this.
Yeah. And all that has essentially come to an end now. The child tax credit is part of the president's Build Back Better program that seems to be basically going nowhere, at least in terms of the entire package. They wanted to make that permanent, essentially making a tax cut permanent, and that has helped a lot of people, or certainly helped them to have more money to spend. And the administration says it's helped to reduce substantially poverty among children, for example. But I think what we really have to look at right now is that I'm a participant in the news conferences held by the Federal Reserve chairs going back to when they started in 2011 under Bernanke, and now they're virtual under Powell. I hope that doesn't continue too much longer. At least we'll have the opportunity to be freed of the pandemic's sort of stranglehold. Right. But my point is that he was basically saying the job market's very, very strong. But, you know, the Fed is mindful that it basically has two or three main missions, and the top two are maximum employment, get the unemployment rate as low as it can be, and secondarily, not necessarily secondarily in ranking, but just meaning we're putting them both together, is stable prices. And in this environment, prices are anything but stable.
Right.
And they have to really go back to not sort of flirting with the idea of trying to sort of get to every crevice in the economy to lift employment in all aspects, because right now, As the chairman would say, inflation is the number one threat to households right now, and that's what people are experiencing in real time.
One of our texters is asking if the low unemployment rate contributes to the high inflation. What is inflation? Consumer prices have been up about 7% or so. You know, a lot of this is auto prices, energy prices, but is there a correlation at all between the fact that the unemployment rate is so low?
Well, first of all, if somebody really want to get deep into this, we have a great article on bankrate.com.
Oh, good.
It refers to the so-called Phillips curve that is sort of where this relationship occurs. The reality is that it has not seemed to have been the case for quite some time that wage growth has been, let's say, on the leading edge of high inflation. And I think most of us are pretty aware of where inflation is occurring. You mentioned one: shelter, rents, and the equivalent of rent, meaning what our home prices would go for if we actually had to pay those in kind of real time. New and used vehicles, but also food and energy. And, you know, we've historically talk about inflation and then so the so-called core rate minus food and energy. But here's a situation where, in a way, the core rate is worth monitoring, but food and energy are absolutely vital in terms of what most people have to pay for.
And that's our daily
heating costs transportation.
Exactly. We deal with that every day. Mark Kamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. You help make this make a lot more sense to me. I appreciate it.
Well, I do appreciate it as well. Thanks for having us on, and all the best.
Very good. There he goes, Mark Kamrick. You can read the analysis. And if you are that nerd who wants to read about the Phillips curve explained, yes. Should I tweet that out for the people? I will.
I can't see why you wouldn't.
I tell you what, you kind of get me. It's Friday night, sitting at the house, maybe sipping some bourbon. I've got my kind of salon of friends hanging around, and it's funny that we brought this up today because the Phillips curve was, in fact, the agenda for this weekend.
Sure.
Salon. So this would be very nice. If you understand the Phillips curve, you are not probably too concerned with inflation, right? Like you're
probably a very successful economist, so you're doing very well. Yes.
Probably doing great. All right. It is 1:27. Super Bowl is coming up. Super Bowl is coming up, and there is a Twin Cities advertising agency. We're back, baby. You know, it's been a while since there's been much Twin Cities action and advertising in the Super Bowl. We're going to talk about an agency in town and play their ad for you. The agency is owned by two women also, so that's kind of cool on the big football game, so we'll talk about that. Plus, cooking versus sex. What is more intimate, cooking for your partner or cooking for your partner? It's 1:28. Weather coming up next on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Super Bowl is Sunday, February 13th. What a great week of football last week. The number one television shows in America over and over and over, NFL football. And being a part of the Super Bowl, well, it's important for audience, but it's also important for prestige. And this year, one of the ads taking part in all of the excitement around the Super Bowl is produced and created by a Minneapolis advertising firm for a company that's based here in Minneapolis as well. So we wanted to bring on Ellie Anderson, the co-CEO and founder of Griffin Archer, to talk about the Sleep Number Super Bowl campaign. Ellie, how's it going?
Going great. Thank you for having me. I think the last time I was on WCCO radio, I was about 8 years old, and I had called in to talk to Sid Hartman.
No way.
About Richard Coffey, because I was a huge Gopher basketball fan, and I actually made it on the air, and it was probably one of the most memorable moments of my childhood. So
isn't that amazing? I remember the first I grew up in the Chicago area, and the first time I was on WGN radio was as a kid. And it's one of those moments that's seared into your mind. You sort of can't believe that they, let you be on the radio. You know?
especially as a 9-year-old.
Right? Yeah. Well, I'm sure your take was right on the money, right? I'm sure it was.
Of course.
Well, congratulations on your ad agency success. You've had certainly an interesting 2 years trying to navigate COVID, and I do want to ask you about that. But I want to start with this Super Bowl campaign with Sleep Number. Tell us a little bit. I know that Sleep Number has been very involved with the NFL in a partnership. I know so many players have Sleep Number beds. But how did you guys kind of decide to get in on the big game action?
Sure. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And they have been for a few years now. So it's kind of a natural extension. Not only do they do work with the NFL athletes and organizations, but also with the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame. So there's just a lot of involvement and partnership between the two organizations. So it's really a natural fit.
All right. Set the table for the concept for this spot, and then we're going to play the audio of it right afterwards.
Sure. No problem. So as you know, when you have a great night of sleep, you feel like you can really do anything, right? You have more focus, you have a better attitude, and just a lot more energy in general.
Allie, I anchor the morning news. I have no idea what a great night of sleep is like.
Well, we have to get you a Sleep Number bed.
That's right. It's got to be amazing. But for sure, we all feel that. We feel that superpower, right?
Totally. It makes a huge difference in our daily lives, for sure. So in our spot, Eric Dickerson, who's a Hall of Fame running back, and he still holds the single-season rushing record. He runs from New York all the way to Los Angeles for the big game. And it's all because of the proven quality sleep that he's getting from his Sleep Number 360 smart bed. So as it opens, we see Eric sitting on a park bench talking to an older woman, and he's obviously reliving, you know, some kind of memory. And she says to him, "So you ran all the way from New York to the Super Bowl?" And at that moment, we see him take off across country, and his journey starts as he's crossing the iconic Brooklyn Bridge, and then we see him, you know, going across small town America, and ultimately ending at SoFi Stadium. There's a really cute moment in the middle of America somewhere where he grabs a lemonade from a little girl's lemonade stand and, you know, slips her a $100 tip. But at the end, we kind of pull back to reveal he's at SoFi telling this story to the woman he's sitting next to.
All right, let's listen to it right now.
"And thanks to my Sleep Number 360 smart bed, I woke up with so much more energy."
"So you ran all the way from New York to the Super Bowl?"
"I've got lemonade!"
"Eric, what's your secret?"
"Proven quality sleep from Sleep Number."
"Go, Eric, go!" "I don't believe that."
"That's what running backs do, ma'am. We run."
Pretty good, right? How was it working with Eric?
It was great. He's, you know, he's a pro. He's an extremely well-known celebrity. We're extremely fortunate to have the Rams now in the playoffs, which kind of even amps up the, sure, you know, the potential for the commercial even more. I'd like to say that we knew all along that the Rams were going to be in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, but so he was really fun to work with. And, you know, it was really fun to be able to be a part of that and be able to be at SoFi Stadium. It's an amazing stadium. We had a chance to tour that. And so it was really, really a good opportunity.
We're talking with Allie Anderson, co-CEO of Griffin Archer, founder of that Twin Cities-based marketing and advertising agency. What does it mean? And you got a little bit of attention. I know you don't, and I know you personally. I know you're a pretty modest person. You don't like talking about yourself. You'd rather be talking about the client. But your agency has gotten some press nationally for the fact that your agency is owned by women. And last year, you know, when you look at Super Bowl ads and you look at ads in general, a lot of it is kind of, you know, male directors, male agencies. What does it mean for you to be a women-owned agency and to have this ad on this national stage?
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm extremely proud of it. And, you know, having a partner in Sleep Number that is also led by a strong, you know, female in Shelley Ibach is also just equally, you know, powerful. And
Shelley's, I mean, Shelley's a force. She's a pretty awesome lady, you know.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah.
But, you know, in general, advertising has traditionally been a male-dominated field, and especially in leadership roles and creative departments, and probably even more rare, I would say, to have female ownership. So I think statistically less than 5% of agencies are female-owned, which is, you know, shocking when you consider that women make up more than or close to 80% of buying decisions. So, you know, along the way, it's been there have been challenges for me, like there would be anyone starting up a business. But I can honestly say that owning a business, as difficult as it is, I think has been easier than trying to work in the kind of traditional ad agency that I had come from previously. Huh. And our agency is extremely collaborative. I have a co-CEO in Kelly Thompson, and she comes from a strategic background. And I think that, you know, if showing that two women holding that CEO role doesn't speak to, you know, the nature of our collaborativity, I'm not sure like what does there. So it's been a really fun journey, and I'm proud of where we are today.
Yeah, it's so exciting to see your success, and it's like the ultimate kind of male. It's so male. It's so man to think that like that advertising men know how to speak to the 80%. Who are making the buying decisions, you know? I mean, not that you can't have brilliant people of any, you know, men, women, it doesn't really matter. But it is striking that that statistic you gave is just shocking. It really is.
It is, yeah.
Talk about kind of where things go for your agency. You guys have had to kind of fight through COVID. A lot of your employees have had to do the same thing that so many of our listeners are, right? Trying to run the agency, trying to work, managing your household, managing all of the kind of concerns about the pandemic. How do you feel you've kind of worked through those COVID years?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously, like everyone, we have had to change the way that we were creating and executing our content. You know, we weren't in the office together bouncing ideas around. We were doing that over Zoom now, which I think, you know, for a bunch of creative types, it can be extremely difficult. And we would typically, you know, be on set for our commercial shoots, and instead we were doing that over Zoom or Q-Take. You know, even during the height of COVID, we shot a Sleep Number commercial with Dak Prescott in Texas entirely over Zoom. The client was, you know, doing it over Zoom. The agency was doing it over Zoom. And it was, you know, before vaccines were available. So everyone was working from their desk.
Wow.
It definitely changes
That's
the
wild,
way you
yeah.
think about a concept. Yeah, it was a wild ride. You have to, you know, really think about the way you're approaching it. So you make sure you don't have a lot of extra talent in the commercial or, you know, making sure it's something that is COVID safe and COVID friendly.
Sure. Ellie, where can we see the ad? What time will it be on Super Bowl night?
It will be running on NBC's Peacock, and it will run, I believe, just after the halftime.
All right. Peacock is the streaming service. A lot of people will be streaming as more and more people have cut the cord. So no doubt
exactly.
A lot of people are going to see it. It's exciting for the Twin Cities, for Sleep Number, which is, of course, based here in downtown Minneapolis, and exciting for you guys, too, at Griffin Archer. Congratulations, Ellie.
Thanks, Jason.
Ellie Anderson, the CEO. Thanks for being with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. It's 1:46. Valentine's Day is coming as well. And so you're going to want to make sure you're putting the right moves on your partner. Should those moves be in the kitchen or in the bedroom? A new survey coming up next. 1:53. I actually already have bought a Valentine's Day card. For my wife.
That's efficient.
Yeah, thank you. Wow. So I'm basically the Twin Cities' foremost expert on love.
I think that qualifies, sure.
I mean, it's only January 27th. And I've already bought a Valentine's card for my wife and one for my girlfriend. So top of it, so to speak. That is the joke that, of all the jokes that I make, that is the one that makes my wife the most upset.
I can't imagine why.
Every year we have some florist on the morning show, with like Bachmann's, with roses as far as the eye can see. And, you know, I mean, if you're a viewer of our show and you have seen me on the mornings for the last 8 years, for 8 years, I have asked whoever the interview subject is how many people send a dozen roses to their wife and two dozen to their girlfriend.
Which is a good joke.
It is a good joke.
It's a good joke.
It's a good joke. And it's also true. Anyway, I love food, as you know.
Sure.
I'm a restaurant critic for Minnesota Monthly Magazine. I like to cook. My wife and I cook together. We cook dinner most nights at home, and we do it together. New survey came out this week, asked 2,000 Americans which is more intimate, cooking or sex. 651-461-9226. If you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to give us a call. I would say this really depends how you're cooking and also how you're having sex. But 7 in 10 agree that whipping up something for their partner in the kitchen is more intimate.
Stop it.
Than having sex.
7 out of 10?
7 out of 10.
Stop it.
I mean, think about the way you whip those eggs.
I mean, I am not the world's foremost relationship expert. In fact, I'm probably far on the other end of the spectrum. But either I've been doing something terribly, terribly wrong, or...
Right.
No.
Look,
it's not.
Sex is great, but have you tried kind of crisping up some chicken thighs? Oh, yeah. You ever make fresh spaghetti?
I'm not seeing it. Not seeing it.
You ever make a tater tot hot dish with a cream of mushroom soup just smothered all over it? Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's very intimate. Very, very intimate. Mike is on a car phone here on CCO. Mike, what is more intimate, cooking or cooking?
Well, I think it depends on your age. Now that I'm in my mid-50s, I really enjoy cooking. But when I was in my 20s and 30s, I ate a lot of fast food. Let's put it that way. Huh?
Yeah. No, I understand. There is some intimacy in knowing what your partner likes and making that special meal. What's your go-to? What's your most, like, what's your sexiest dinner, Mike?
My sexiest dinner? You know, last year I did king crab legs on the big green egg with some antelope, some marinated antelope and some vegetables. How's that?
Whoa. I'm mildly aroused. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, see, I told you.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. You get that sharp knife out, you cut a piece of that medium. Man.
Oh,
I
know.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
I gotta pull over.
Mike, thank you.
All right,
that's awesome. Yeah, Mike needs a moment. I get it. It is. I tell you, it's sexy. It just is. I'm surprised how many people said in this poll that. That if on the first date, 65% feel if the meal is bad, the date will be bad too. Bad dinner. If you take your lady or your man out to a bad restaurant, it's over. All right. Cook it up nice and hot.
Dexter suggesting we should do Jason After Dark.
My gosh. Well, we'll find out if this show is still on the air after CBS and local news here at CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.